John chapter 18. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went with his disciples across the brook Kidron to where there was a garden, into which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus frequently went there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a band of men together with some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing everything which was about to happen to him, went out and said to them, "Who are you looking for?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, was also standing there with them. When, therefore, he said to them, "I am he," they stumbled backwards and fell to the ground. Therefore he asked them again, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. Therefore, since it is me you are looking for, let these others go their way." This was so that the word would be fulfilled which he spoke, "I lost none of them whom you have given me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. Now the servant's name was Malchus. Jesus therefore said to Peter, "Put your sword back into its sheath. Did I not drink the cup which the Father has given me?" So the band of men, together with the chief captain and the officers of the Jews, seized Jesus, bound him, and took him first of all to Annas, because he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now Caiaphas was the one who advised the Jews that it was advantageous for one man to die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, along with another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and entered in with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest's house. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the doorkeeper, and she brought Peter inside. Then the maid who kept the door said to Peter, "Are you one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and the officers who were standing there had made a fire of coals, because it was cold, and they were warming themselves. And Peter also was there with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest, therefore, asked Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I frequently taught in the synagogues and in the temple where all the Jews gather. I said nothing in secret. Why are you asking me? Ask those who have heard me about what I said to them. Look, they know everything that I said." And when he had said this, one of the officers standing nearby struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that the way you answer the high priest?" Jesus replied to him, "If I have spoken improperly, point out my error. But if I have spoken honestly, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now as Simon Peter was standing and warming himself, they said to him, "Aren't you also one of his disciples?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, being a relative of the one whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied it again, and immediately the rooster crowed. Then the religious leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not enter into the praetorium, so that they would not be religiously defiled, and not be able to eat the Passover. Pilate, therefore, went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If this man were not a lawbreaker, we would not have delivered him up to you." Pilate, therefore, said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews said to him, "We are not allowed to put anyone to death, so that the word of Jesus would be fulfilled which he spoke, signifying what kind of death he would die." Pilate, therefore, entered again into the praetorium, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this yourself, or did others tell it to you about me?" Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight so that I would not be delivered to the Jews. But for now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate then said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus replied, You say so, for I am a king. It is for this that I was born, and for this end I have come into the world, so that I would testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault in him. But you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Therefore, do you want me to release the king of the Jews to you? They cried out again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas, which is son of Abbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. This is the end of John chapter 18.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.